Okay, really final comment, Matt.
Breast cancer is a chronic disease and incurable. And I think it behooves us to find therapies that are well tolerated that can be given for long periods of time. And what's striking about this data is there's a subpopulation of patients that without chemotherapy receive extremely durable benefit from this biological combination. And so if you can select the patients on all the criteria you mentioned, Brian, and delay chemotherapy for 2, 3, or 4 years, that's very meaningful to the patient. And so for me, there's a larger group of patients who I offer this to than there are in Eric Weiner's population, I guess. And every metastatic patient's a bit different, but I've been using this a lot, and I think that patients definitely seem to do, a subpopulation, do quite well. It's important to remember that there's maybe something important in the interaction in a subgroup of patients, because there's emerging data from the neoadjuvant setting that use of trastuzumab can actually increase ER expression, and may even induce ER expression in ER-negative breast cancer. And this is data that's unpublished, I guess, but will emerge over the next year. And certainly in ER-negative cell lines, treatment with kinase inhibitors or trastuzumab, you can switch ER on. So there may be these patients having a long duration of benefit are the subgroup in which you've managed to modulate ER expression and increase sensitivity to the endocrine agent. Who knows?
John?
If I could just make the final parting comment on Tandem, the biggest mistake you could make would be to give naked AI therapy to this patient and wait 3 months to assess response. Keep in mind, in this trial, the median time to progression was 2.4 months with aromatase inhibition. And in fact, in those with liver metastases, we haven't shown the data, the results are even worse. So at the end of the day, please, if you're going to use an AI naked for liver metastases patients, you need to be monitoring radiologically and biochemically very frequently to know that you're not going to end up in the worst of all possible situations with a woman whose hepatic function is so poor you can't give highly effective chemotherapy plus trastuzumab.